Next up on the special, we have special news. An Australian Defence Force-hosted payload on the Intelsat 22 communication satellite was launched from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan on March the 25th. The satellite is a crucial component of the Australian Defence Force's communications capability and will increase the effectiveness of the Australian Defence Force's capabilities worldwide. The payload had four helical antennae mounted on the Earth-facing side of the satellite. The Defence Materiel Organisation managed the United States $269 million contract. Now, here's how the Australian Defence Force reported the launch.
4, 3, 2, 1, 0. We have ignition. We have liftoff of an ILS Proton rocket from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan with the Intelsat 22 satellite on board.
The Intelsat IS-22 satellite was successfully launched in Kazakhstan on 25th of March 2012.
We can see a beautiful shot of the rocket passing through the clouds.
The satellite will significantly improve communications for Australian Defence Force personnel operating in the Middle East. The purchase of the ultra-high frequency communications payload, which forms part of the satellite, means Australia will now have its own dedicated defence ultra-high frequency satellite communications network in the Indian Ocean region. The ultra-high frequency, or UHF band, is widely used for military satellite communications because of its adaptability to small, mobile terminals used by ground, sea and air forces.
As we said, the contract with Intelsat for the ultra-high frequency payload was worth $167 million. And that contract is for 15 years of service. It provides 18 operational 25 kilohertz channels. And these were added to the Intelsat 22 satellite, especially for the ADF. As we said, launch was on March the 25th at 12:10 Universal Time aboard a Proton Breeze M rocket. The spacecraft was built by Boeing Space Intelligence Systems, and the contract was announced for that construction in 2009 April, and it's a hosted payload type of contract with Intelsat. Now, Intelsat's an international organisation that operates satellites worldwide, and Australia's a member of Intelsat. Now, Intelsat 22 is stationed at 72 degrees east longitude. It serves the Indian Ocean region. This footprint covers Africa, the Middle East, Central and Southeast Asia. The satellite is based on a Boeing 702B bus, and it has a mass of 6.9 tons. The UHF band is widely deployed for military communications because of its capability to small mobile terminals used by ground, sea and air forces. The ADF is purchasing part of the UHF payload on Intelsat 22 and has an option to purchase the remainder. The ADF selected Intelsat to provide the satellite payload following a process of competitive source selection that began in 2008 August. The UHF payload is compliant with the United States Department of Defense military standards and with the Russian Volna Treaty requirements. This will allow for interoperability between the three armed forces. The advantage to the ADF in purchasing capability off Intelsat, rather than buying its own dedicated satellite, is that it acquires capability quicker and cheaper than would otherwise be the case. In addition to the ADF payload, Intelsat 22 carries 48 C-band and 24 Ku-band 36 MHz transponders for general, regional, civilian communications. The ADF currently uses the American LeeSat 5 satellite, which is due to be retired next year. In a related move, it has been agreed that Australia will receive UHF satellite communications capability from legacy United States government satellites over the Pacific Ocean after the Optus C1 satellite is retired in 2018. This has been the news on the Space Show.